Morning Watch. Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church. Week 7. The Pattern of the Apostle Paul. Friday. Related Verses. 1 Thessalonians 2, 6-7. Nor do we seek glory from men, neither from you nor from others, though we could have stood on our authority as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle in your midst, as a nursing mother would cherish her own children. 2 Corinthians 4:5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. 1 Corinthians 9:12. If others partake of this right over you, should not rather we? Yet we did not use this right. But we bear all things, that we may not cause any hindrance to the gospel of Christ. Matthew 20:27-28. And whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Galatians 4:19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. Isaiah 66:13. As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. Related reading. To seek glory from men is a real temptation to every Christian worker. Many have been devoured and spoiled by this matter. The Greek words rendered stood on our authority also mean asserted authority. To assert authority, dignity, or right in Christian work damages that work. The Lord Jesus, while on the earth, gave up his dignity, and the apostle preferred not to use his right. The fall of the archangel was due to the seeking of glory, even though he was a leading angel with a very high position. He was still seeking glory. According to the New Testament, anyone who seeks glory from men is a follower of Satan. The seeking of glory is a trap spread by Satan to snare Christian workers. Not many have escaped this trap. How much we will be used by the Lord and how long our usefulness will last depend on whether we seek glory from men. The seeking of glory for the self always kills one's usefulness. Therefore, may we all, especially the young, be warned never to seek glory in the Lord's work. 1 Thessalonians 2:6 indicates clearly that the apostles did not stand on their authority as apostles of Christ. They had to forget that they were apostles and serve God's people as slaves. They were not to remind others of the fact that they were apostles of Christ. Instead, they were to keep in mind that they were brothers serving believers. Those who are believers, and also those who are not believers, may consider the leading ones, the elders, or the apostles as dignitaries. However, in the local churches, there are no dignitaries. Instead of being dignitaries, we are slaves serving one another. Nevertheless, I know of certain ones who did not assume anything when they did not have a position or title. But as soon as they were given a position, perhaps in a service group, they began to assume authority. This is shameful. A sister whose husband is an elder should not assume authority because she is the wife of an elder. She is simply a little sister serving the church. Furthermore, her husband is not a dignitary. He is a slave. As an elder, he has been appointed to serve the church as a slave. We all should have this attitude. Paul's statement, "We could have stood on our authority as apostles of Christ," indicates that even in the early days, there was the temptation of assuming authority. Paul, however, did not stand on his authority as an apostle in order to claim something for himself. By refusing to stand on his authority or assert authority, Paul is a good pattern for us all. If we follow this pattern, we will kill a deadly disease germ in the body of Christ, the germ of assuming a position. In verse 7, the Greek word rendered nursing mother, trophos, sometimes means a mother, hence a nursing mother. Cherishing includes nourishing. Therefore, this word not only includes nourishing, but also includes tender care. Even though Paul was a brother, he considered himself a nursing mother. Surely he had no thought of position, dignity, or authority. What position does a nursing mother have? What rank, dignity, or authority belongs to her? Her authority consists in nourishing and cherishing her children and taking care of them in a tender way. Paul regarded himself as a cherishing one, not merely as one who served. He certainly did not control the believers, neither did he merely serve them. Rather, he cherished them. His care for them was full of tenderness.